Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nation shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read responsively Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son.
And that he may rule your people righteously, and abhor injustice.
That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure from generation to another.
Let him come down like rain upon mown fields, like showers that water the earth.
In his time may the righteousness flourish, may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. And blessed be your glorious name forever, and may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen. A reading from Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. You may be seated. Let us be clear that the meek identified in Scripture are not mousy, small-voiced people who cower in the corner. Rather, in the literature of the Bible, both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, the meek are those landless ones who have no hope of making a living for themselves and for their families. These are the ones who hunger and thirst for hope, deep-seated need for a way to live. So when Isaiah invokes the Lord as one whose spirit will fill a great leader, who we hear echoes of so many deeply important concerns. Too often I hear individuals suggest that Scripture is not contemporary. There's a sense that Isaiah cannot possibly be speaking to us. So let's remember the circumstance. This part of Isaiah is addressed to a nation that is turning away from the ways of God. They are worshiping all kinds of idols. They are crushing the vulnerable and the weak. Indeed, the meek are being marginalized more and more deeply. And Isaiah has been called to address this crisis that is emerging before their very eyes. What we know, because in the biblical literature, we get to know how it all turns out. What we know is that the leaders continue their journey following this path of wickedness and loss. Eventually, the path leads to the Babylonian captivity, the displacement of the ruling and the artisan class. In addition, the temple is razed, the vessels of worship are carted off and desecrated by Babylonian captors. Into this situation, Isaiah is called to raise the alarm. He announces that there will be one who comes from the root of Jesse, who will come with liberation and life, especially for the least, for the poor, for the meek, for the landless. Isaiah announces this hope with the power of the Spirit. This one will be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. This leader will renew and fulfill David's line. We hear in this a witness to the coming Lord, whom we know to be Jesus the Christ. The Hebrew people were expecting something much more imminent. But listen, this leader will not judge by his eyes or ears, but will judge with righteousness. Judgment of the poor, of the meek, sounds like it is in the offing. The landed and wealthy might be preparing to celebrate, but listen again. But the righteous, with righteousness, he will judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. This leader will side with the hopeless, with the weak, with the poor, with the landless meek. And for the wicked ones who do not choose to care for these people, well, they'll be struck down. Under the reign of this great shepherd, natural enemies will live in harmony. Wolf and lamb, leopard and kid. That would be a goat, not your child. Calf and lion, cow and bear, nursing child playing in the space of snakes. All this is to say that there will be peace and harmony when the reign of God comes near. Isaiah speaks a difficult truth. Isaiah wants us to know that this agent of God will judge those of us who can work for the well-being of the vulnerable, but do not. We who have the privilege of resources need to leverage those resources on behalf of the least among us, the vulnerable, the meek, and the hopeless. Paul tells the congregation in Rome, with all their differences as Jews and Gentiles, seeking to be faithful together, that they are called to live in unity, even in the differences. In our polarized times, it is critical that we remember and seek ways to be in conversation across all the fault lines that divide. The divisions are contrary to God's desire and hope for creation. Yet in the midst of all this, we hear of cuts to resources for the needy among us. The poor find themselves with the full-time job that gets more and more burdensome. More and more folks believe that care for our neighbor, love of neighbor, is reserved for those who deserve it. In this Advent season, John the Baptizer calls us to repent. And in the New Testament, the Greek word for repentance is metanoia, which literally means we are called to be of a changed mind. We are to seek minds that are attuned to God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's salvation. God's reign is never burdensome. God's presence is never based on merit. God's love is free gift, especially for those the world too easily deems unworthy. Who is it that is outside of the reign of God, outside the love of God? Perhaps more imminently of question, who is outside the care of our society? The mentally ill, like the case reported out of Dallas this week, where a man called and reported that he was scared, that he had schizophrenia, that he needed help, and he died at the hands of the very police he had called to help him. He was a white man. All lives matter. The poor, like those who will lose their supplemental nutrition assistance program, some 700,000 people, it's projected, under new rules that are announced this week. all lives matter? How about those who live in high unemployment areas, who have given up on finding work, or are among the nearly 50% of working people who are in low-wage jobs in this economy that celebrates the lowest unemployment rates in decades, as reported this week? Indeed, all lives matter. In the reign of God, the new growth from the stump of Jesse is the one who brings God's judgment on those who can make things right for the meek, for the hopeless, for the poor, for the weak. This one brings judgment on those who could help but do not. The brood of vipers is all of us who come to hear the announcement of God's forgiveness and love, but do not repent, are not of changed minds, do not seek the well-being of the least of these among us. Our repentance and work for justice and peace are grounded in the prayer for the Holy Spirit that is prayed over us at our affirmation of baptism, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge of and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in the Lord's presence. As Paul says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of this Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.